Hi, I'm Shannon. Wait, I'm not Shannon.
Dancing like a stripper.
Wonk, wonk.
Gay, fun, and awkward. Name of our sex tape.
Chucham Tatsu.
Yay! I'm sure they have disciple orgies all the time.
All the time.
Are you fucking kidding me?
Promete una bolsa de tenis.
I'm off work forever. Woo! No, that's not true. I was not fired. Spring break. Woo!
Woo!
I pretended to flash Shannon, you guys, because it's spring break.
Oh, shit. It is, isn't it?
For me. So we had
I think
this
it's spring break for U of M this week.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, they're always the last week of February.
Mine is not this week. Mine is actually next week.
Next week, yeah.
However, tomorrow my students have their midterm exam, and we only have 11 students in the class. So my co-teacher said, I don't need you to come proctor with me. Like, when there's 30 kids in the class, you maybe want to have some, like, both of you guys walking around and making sure people are, because they're allowed to use their computers, but they're only allowed to use 3 programs on their computer. So you got to make sure they're not Googling shit they're not supposed to Google on their computer. And that's what you do. But he was like, I don't need you there. And then class is canceled Thursday due to the fact that what the fuck am I going to do in my class if they just took a major test? So I'm off work Wednesday. I'm off work Thursday. I have my regular weekend. And then Jesus!
Yes, my child.
You guys, Buddy just like flew up the chair and
he
like
parkoured up into her ear.
Yes.
Out of nowhere.
Out of fucking nowhere.
Fucking terrorist ninja.
And then when I yelled Jesus, I scared him and he jumped down. Okay. So yeah, I have like a week and a half off work.
That's
almost
awesome.
2 full weeks.
That's
yeah.
Great.
Woo! Spring break. I pretended
she
to
just flashed me.
I lifted up a fake shirt.
Woo!
Woo! That's from Arrested Development. It's like my favorite. She does keep flashing everybody. Kitty.
Oh.
played by Judy Greer.
Uh-huh.
So she... Yeah, it's good. It's good. Keeps flashing everyone. Spring break. Woo!
Such stimulating podcasting right now.
Yeah, I'm fake. She also... you find out that, like, she got a boob job and her nipples are kind of going in different directions. And
like and they then, do.
Right? So everybody always stares at her and she goes, up here, Michael. Up here.
Up here.
After flashing her tits. It's great. It's great. Arrested Development. Love that show.
I mean, my tits do that naturally, so.
Yeah, I've got some east-west boobies going. I have some bad news, speaking of my east-west boobies. Remember when we were at the Dirty Show for your birthday?
Yes.
And I bought pasties.
Yes.
And I bought pasties with chains in between them.
Yes. Do they not fit?
They don't fit.
They're not long enough?
The chain is not long enough because I got them outward facing east-west nipples.
Can you add additional length to them?
Good question. I could not figure out how, but I feel like it might be possible.
They sell chain links at the craft store.
Yeah.
So you should be able to go to the jewelry section of the craft store and maybe get an extender.
Yeah. Yeah. It's really sad.
Oops. Guess you should have tried them on there.
No, because they were in a bag. They were in like a thing.
Right. They have a little privacy screen for that, I thought, behind them.
Oh, such a tragedy.
You could message them and see what they recommend.
Yeah, I will. That's a good idea. They were clearly very nice.
Yes,
people.
And very open.
Yeah.
To adjustments and ideas and stuff.
Yep. Yep.
So what's up, Maggie?
Hi, bestie.
We are almost a 369.
Damn good time.
So excited.
Next week.
We are opening with that.
Okay.
You're singing
great.
That song.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. For sure.
Yep.
Don't encourage me. Yeah, we didn't record last week, and I was like, let's just record at the con, and I brought it up once, and then we didn't.
And we forgot.
Yeah. So
I remembered, like, on our way out.
We were at Convocation all weekend.
Yeah, I went to Convocation, which is a pagan witch conference in Southeast Michigan.
What the fuck is happening?
I don't know. He's got the zoomies.
Oh my God, Snapdragon had the zoomies yesterday. It was so funny. She galloped. She made galloping sounds out of the litter box, right? And then she pulled a trick where she rolled around, like she did like a
A barrel roll?
A barrel roll. Ended with her leg in the air, licked her butthole for like 3 seconds.
and then took off again?
Yeah. I started cracking up.
Butthole break.
I started cracking up and she like her eyes got huge and she scampered away. I was like cry laughing. Guys, imagine the cat barrel roll, land with your leg in the air, lick the butthole. I mean, it was.
I love it. It was
art. It was art. Anyway, back to convocation.
Yeah, we had a good time. We went the whole time, Thursday night through Sunday morning.
Yep.
Took Catherine with us.
Yep.
Our friend Karen taught 3 classes.
Yeah. Super proud of her.
Solenox's Weaver's Web
had temple so
was like a ton of people taught. They had like 6 or 8 sessions.
Yeah.
Between everyone. They did the Kid Ones session.
Catherine and I saw 2 of them. So one of the people doing the Kid Ones came to my class that I taught there.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was like, hey, I know you. I taught the mental health class at the church. And they were like, oh, yeah, we're doing the wands. You should come. Like straight up invited Catherine to come.
Mm-hmm.
And Catherine said no.
She was like
not into the baby shit,
not into the kid shit, which was age appropriate.
It was totally age appropriate.
So
a lot of it said 5 to 11 years old. She's 9. Like she's right in the middle of that. Like, it seems to me like making a wand is something she would want to do.
Right.
And like she's done tea parties at Granny's for years and years and years. And it's not like she's outgrown.
Yeah. She skipped cookie decorating.
Yeah.
She skipped the wand making.
Yeah.
She skipped making leather cat ears and beaded necklaces. Those are adult classes, but still, like, I was going to pay for that shit for her to do it.
We walked in to Fairy Tea Party. I agreed to come with her. She walked into the room, looked at it, and was like, I don't want to do this. And then asked me what class I wanted to do, and I was like, I was going to go to Lunar Magic right now. So she came with me to Lunar Magic.
Yeah. And she liked it. She took notes.
She took notes.
She liked the foraging class, too.
She liked that one. She said all weekend she kept saying that was her favorite.
She made me buy the book.
Yeah.
That the lady, not that she wrote, but that she uses.
You might have a plant witch on your hand.
Yeah.
What was your favorite class?
It probably would have been the meditation I did and had to leave abruptly. That kind of fucked me up energy-wise that morning.
It's a bummer.
But I don't know. I think I ended up not being able to do a bunch of stuff because of one thing or another.
Yeah.
So, but I did all Karen's classes, which were good.
Mm-hmm.
I did one with this lady named Moonbeam, and she had done a few other ones that I missed. Like she had magic family traditions or something that I had wanted to go to and didn't. But I did, what did I do with her? I was talking about adding magic to your daily practices.
Mm-hmm.
So we just kind of talked about our day and how you can make it more magical and intentional and all the things you do.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
I mean, my favorite thing was clearly the raffle.
Yeah.
All right.
You little dragon.
You guys.
You little gremlin.
There were 120 items up for raffle, on the raffle. And there were thousands upon thousands of tickets sold. Like, they went through multiple whole reels of tickets.
Yeah.
Because they were different colors. There was blue and white with blue and also orange. So they went through multiple rolls of tickets, selling tickets. And I won 4 items. I won the 3rd item. I won the 5th item. I was like, so far, I've won 40% of the items.
It's like that guy from Real Genius who entered the Frito-Lay sweepstakes 1.3 million times, mm-hmm. and got like 40% of the prizes.
Yeah. Well, I only bought $20 worth of tickets, which was 25 tickets. But what I did, and I did this last year, and I won one thing, is I decided, and I decided this last year, I wanted that dopamine hit of them calling my number way more than I wanted that I cared about what it was that I won. Right? Like, I just wanted to be able to be like, that's me, and raise my hand. Like, that
run up like it was the goddamn prices, right?
Oh, no. They have people bring you the items.
Oh, runners.
So yeah, they have runners. Although, one of the other things that was funny, so there were, I knew that the place where it was going to be was not going to hold everybody in the auditorium. So I got in line really early, and a lot of people didn't, and they were standing out in the hallway. And when no one in the hallway had won for a while, you started hearing the chant being like, hallway, 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 which was hilarious. And then I won two more things. I won four total things, and three of them were jewelry. So every time jewelry came up, these two gay boys that were two rows ahead of me were like, it's jewelry. It's probably yours. But what I did was I just put my tickets in the cups that had the fewest things.
Yeah. That's a solid tactic.
Thank you. I won four fucking times. Yep.
Everyone's going to do that next year that you gave that tip to.
I mean, I don't think so. I think, I mean, you know, it was only like maybe 10 people who I explained it to what I did. And, you know, I think people still want to win the good things.
The things they want. Yeah.
People still want to win the things they want. Last year, I put about half of my tickets into like the big ticket popular items that I wanted, uh-huh. and then the other half into the lower things. But this time I didn't have time. I was really fucking tired. I wanted to go back to the room and take a break. Your kid and I were fighting about her watching TV when I really needed a break. Because I had thought, oh good, Catherine has something planned for the next class. Shannon has something planned for the next class. I'm fucking worn out. I'm just going to go up to the room and zone out for a while. And then when your kid decided she was coming, I was like, you can't watch TV. Like, she'd been watching TV all weekend.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, I need to zone out and do nothing. And I don't want you watching shit in the background. Especially because I really don't like her favorite show right now. Like,
yeah.
I'm super not into it. Yeah. So anyway, long story long. I literally just walked around. I don't even know what I fucking bid on. I just walked around and dropped my tickets in the things with the least amount of tickets. So I won a pearl necklace. That was the first thing. Then I won matching chainmail necklace and choker and earrings. Then I won a shell necklace and shell bracelet. And then I won a super, super long scarf that they were calling a...
Oh, yeah. It looked like a doctor's scarf.
Yeah. But it wasn't the same color palette as the
doctor's
scarf.
No, it was like bright fluorescence.
Yeah. But it was like that length with the stripes.
Yeah. So I think Convocation is at the same time every year, the last weekend, the last full weekend of February. So this year it was the 22nd through the 25th. We bought our tickets really early. So I think I paid $120 for the whole thing. And it was like $60 to roll up on Saturday just for the day. So totally worth it. I wanted to take my kid because I think it's important for her to, you know, be immersed in the culture and learn things. You know, it's just,
oh, she was really funny.
Just so, like going to fucking church camp, you know. Yeah,
she asked me to go with her. So I can't even remember which class that I wanted to go to that I skipped. But I wouldn't have skipped anything that I desperately wanted to go to, right? But she wanted to go to Haunted Michigan, which was about haunted places in the state of Michigan.
Mm-hmm.
Did I tell you this part? That they talked about the hotel that my ex's family stayed at, that I stayed at with them?
In Mackinac City.
In Mackinac Island.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that when I was there, I was drunk and I slept on the floor of the bathroom because I was too drunk. And I heard people on the stairs in the middle of the night when there was no one there.
Yeah.
So I heard a ghost.
Were you like, I've stayed there. I heard the ghost.
I did. Yeah. I did say that.
Yeah.
I was like, I stayed there. I heard the ghost.
Yeah. She really liked that class.
The going to the, and hearing, yeah, the ghost stories.
Yeah.
Yeah. But when we were sitting in there, she was like, how come there haven't been any kids in any of my other classes? And I said, because they just want to do the kid stuff and you are taking this seriously and I'm very proud of you.
Aw, what'd she say to that?
I don't remember.
There were a few kids in other classes with me. Like, I did that folklore of the British Isle, the talismans,
yeah,
class. There were a few kids in there because there was like crafting.
Yeah,
go make a talisman.
Right.
I tried to get her to do the Welsh one with,
yeah,
Karen because they were going to do a parade. But yeah, I think she was overstimulated.
That was when she said she had to go, was crying because I wouldn't let her watch TV. Yeah.
So I wanted her to take it seriously. She got to miss a day of school for a religious retreat.
Yep.
And we had sat down and picked out things to do and classes to do. Mm-hmm. And then she ended up doing like none of them.
That's okay.
And doing other things. She ended up getting overstimulated, too many people. She's still kind of hesitant about that, being around so many people, so many strangers.
Yeah.
So we'll just have to work on coping mechanisms for her, which we tried to get her to do a coping class. Mm-hmm. She wasn't having that either. So we'll see. Maybe we'll take her back in a few years, or maybe her and Scott can come up for Saturday next year, you know.
I made two friends in line for the raffle and then sat next to them. And I told them about our podcast because we were talking about podcasts. So, and I forgot your names. I am so sorry I forgot your names.
I forgot your names. Nice to meet you.
Hello, friends. But if you send me what your names were, I'll give you a real name shout out next time. I just forgot. Cause
they know who they are.
You know wink, who you wink. Are. We were talking. We were in line.
I made friends, too. When I was recovering from psychological spiritual bends. So I'm going to say hi to Hawk. And I want to say next, but that is totally wrong. Oh, I'm such an asshole. I hate it that I can't remember names.
Was it the therapist with the piercing right there?
No.
Oh,
no.
Oh, sorry. Because her name is Vex.
Yeah.
So that was why I was wondering.
No, it's a super short name like that. Anyway, they were my buddies. They let me sit. They were in the comfy chairs. And I was like, can I sit here, please? And they just talked to me and we got to know each other. It was nice.
That is nice.
Yeah.
Yay, con friends.
Yay, con friends. So yeah, so convocation. Come with us next year.
Yes.
Come all the way out to glorious Ypsilanti, Michigan.
I realized.
To the Marriott at Eagle Crest that needs four times more elevators than they have.
Seriously.
They use that. That is the hotel that the football, the athletic department uses at U of M.
That's wild.
For all their games. The football players all stay there, both home and away. Like, any visitors that come to town stay there. It's like a really hopping event center, and they only have two elevators for to service the entire hotel side of their building.
Yeah, that's wild.
They should literally have 4-2-6. It's ridiculous.
I agree.
So I did hear rumors that they were possibly going to go under further renovation and add more elevators.
Yeah.
So, which would honestly be easy. They're just going to lose a room on
each floor.
On each floor on the left-hand side.
Yeah.
Or whatever. You know, the opposite side of where the elevators currently are.
Yeah.
I don't know who thought you could have an 8-floor hotel with two elevators. What is this, the Holiday Inn? I kept saying that all weekend. What the fuck is this, a Holiday Inn?
Halloweekend. Did you have anything else that you wanted to add or ask about?
No, it was nice. It was a good weekend.
It was a good weekend. I look forward to going next year.
Karen and Scott are going to teach again next year. Scott's going to already come and plan 4 days. So I hope a few more people from Karen's coven come. I'll have to remind some of my own friends earlier to remember to take that weekend off. Like Linda usually goes and forgot about it and wasn't going to be worth her $60 to pop in for half a day on Saturday, you know? Right. So,
my lady crew, my college girlfriends, between 10 and 15 years ago, they were all living on the East Coast, and it was more than 10, but around 15 years ago. And, they made this friend, Sarah, and I was jealous of Sarah and hated her because I felt like she took my spot, right? Like, they added Sarah.
She filled the Maggie quota.
She filled the Maggie quota.
Because they were all in Manhattan and you weren't.
So, yeah. Right. Like, I truly hated Sarah out of just sheer jealousy. She's
poor
cool.
Sarah.
She's cool as fuck. She's a witch. When I first realized I was a witch, I texted her all the time asking her questions. And obviously we became friends. I got over my bullshit. But because there's no replacing Maggie, you guys. You cannot fucking replace me. Come on. So anyway, I was texting her about it and I was like, you have to come next year. You have to come hang out with me and come to this. And she even said like, yeah, Sean Wilde is one of my favorites and he's there this weekend.
I think he's there all the time.
Yeah. Yeah.
So it's a pretty big draw.
It is.
Oberlin comes and he's like considered the North American grandfather of Wiccan studies.
Yeah.
I missed all of his classes. I wanted to go to his last class on Sunday.
I was out of it.
I missed it, you know, because Catherine had other obligations to do. But he randomly popped into a kids class last year that I did because it was about involving your children in your rituals and how you can have them like help you set up your spaces and whatnot. And he was so delightful to have in this classes. Yeah. Like, he literally looks like grandfather time walking around.
You guys, like, if you imagine a sorcerer, like, that's what it looks
exactly
like.
What
he wears
he
robes.
Looks like Dumbledore.
He does fucking look
fucking
like
looks like Dumbledore. You,
yeah,
or what's his face from Hobbit world?
Yeah, Gandalf.
Gandalf. He looks like Gandalf.
You
walks,
yes,
with a cane, like imagine a staff.
It. Yes, imagine it. You, yeah, you see him in your
you
head.
See
right
him
now
in your head.
He's got stars on his robe and a rope. Like, yes, imagine him. There he is.
What was that cereal we used to eat that had the wizard on it?
Oh, God, what was that?
Was it a cookie one? Was it? Yeah, it's that guy. That guy. The stars on his robe is and a staff and bushy white shoulder length hair and a little beardy beard. Anyway, so, yeah, so we had a good time. So convocation. If you're into that kind of stuff, come visit us. Come see us next year with it. People come from all over the country to attend, not just Michigan. So it is run by the Michigan, like, Coven Education,
M-E-C.
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 Michigan Education something. So it does have a formal board and planners and staff and whatnot. So everyone that I've seen on the group just raves about how much of a great time they all had this year. So,
yeah.
Yeah. Cool, cool, cool.
We got time for white guys we hate.
Always.
I forgot who I hated this week. There's like a lot, you guys.
So many white guys.
So much time to hate. So much hatred flowing through me. Who do I hate this week? I don't know.
That's fine. We can come back to it.
We hate white guys, just all of them.
All of them.
We hate them all.
Sorry, y'all. Do better.
They're all terrible. The worst. Yeah, we can come back to it. I, like, in my head when I started it, I was like, I know I had somebody to talk about. And then I got to the end of the sentence and I thought, who was it that I was going to talk about?
It is not John Stewart. We love him.
Oh, my God.
He's our favorite white guy.
I know.
Right up there with Bernie Sanders.
He's right back on The Daily Show. And it's so good. We watched the whole thing last week. It was so good.
Yeah, I like that. I think I realize what they're doing now. Each of the correspondents gets to host a day,
yes,
of the week, which I think is,
yes,
cool.
I mean,
is that going to be their permanent format for now?
I mean, I think
John
Stewart got, like, he was just worn out from doing it that much.
Yeah.
You know, 5 days a week is a lot.
Yeah.
So I think that that's what.
So he does Mondays.
Yeah.
And then each of the correspondents get a day, which I think is cool.
They're
all very talented and can run the desk,
mm-hmm,
you know, which they all proved,
mm-hmm,
you know, in the interim as they kept having, you know, guest hosts and stuff. So I really do like the fact that Comedy Central, because it's still a Comedy Central thing, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
Isn't married to just one format and seems to be an inclusive place to work as far as, like, you know, listening to the input of the people who are on the show and, like, how can we, you know, do the show good and not make it suck. You know, what do you guys want to do? Which is not done in Hollywood ever.
Oh, so. I know. My white guy I hate is a woman.
Oh, okay.
Chaya Raichik.
Oh, yes.
Who runs Libs of TikTok.
Yes.
And definitely contributed to the kind of rhetoric and hate that killed Nex Benedict.
Yes.
So fuck you.
Fuck off, Chaya.
Chaya Raichik. You are this week's white guy we hate.
Mm-hmm. Bum, bum, bum.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I feel like we need a little jingle.
We do need a white guys we hate jingle. It's like Maggie Rant's jingle, which we haven't sung in a while. You haven't had to sing. Have I not ranted or have you not been singing?
No, I don't know. Sometimes you're just like...
I start getting on a roll and you go, oh no, I should have sung it.
No, sometimes they're official, sometimes they're not.
Right, that's so true. That's true. That's accurate.
Yeah.
All right, shall we? Because it's been a couple weeks. Dive into what we've been reading and...
It has not changed. It's all smut.
I still like telling the people what the smut books are that I like and dislike.
All the smutty smut smut smut.
I still like giving recommendations.
Okay.
Or anti-rex.
I am reading Icing right now, mm-hmm. which is part of a hockey series team based in Colorado
mm-hmm.
by Stephanie Kay.
Okay.
I think it's the third book in the series. Mm-hmm. Let me look again. Book 3, Denver Stampede. I think I've read them all. I kind of forget. Oh no, I read Home Ice. I did not read Center Ice. So
I'm sorry. That I mean
sorry. A lot of these series take place in Colorado.
I know.
This is like the third series, hockey smut series I'm reading that takes place in Colorado. So there is another one. I have read all of those. But this is very similar in its storyline, so it's very easy to get mixed up. So that's going well. I'm about halfway done with it. Nothing out of the ordinary to report.
I am reading the Neighborly Affection series. I'm fucking obsessed. They're not on Kindle Unlimited. I'm going to end up buying the whole fucking series. So you guys, Neighborly Affection. Mm-hmm. This woman moves into a studio apartment and it's in Boston. And across the street, she has two neighbors and she's like, I think they're gay. I'm not 100% sure. She becomes really good friends with them. She's still never totally sure if they're gay or not because they're both hitting on her. She's like, are you gay? Are you just roommates? So turns out that they have a dom sub relationship and they invite her to participate in playing games with them.
Ooh,
every other week.
Fun.
So it's BDSM, you know, dominant submissive. I'm obsessed with this dom. He's my book boyfriend. And both of the guys are bisexual, right? Mm-hmm. So like, literally my dream scenario. I've like, never wanted
is
anything.
Is there somehow, can I apply for a position like can this
I,
somehow?
Can I please have this?
Dom sub seeks bisexual neighbor to move into building for biweekly play.
Yeah. I literally have never wanted anything more in my entire fucking life.
Maybe you should put the listing out there. Bisexual woman looking for...
The exact situation. Although all day today, I almost texted you all day today because we're in the second book now and it's the whole thing is their story, right? Because the first book was just sex and now they're figuring out feelings and then they move in together, you know, blah, blah, blah. It just keeps going. As they develop a more close relationship and also a more, you know, dom sub relationship, more intense.
Mm-hmm.
I forgot what I was going to say. Oh, she was like second guessing everything and like telling herself stories in her head where she's like, oh, I don't want to impede on their relationship. They don't want to see me outside of every other Friday. Like she was just fucking telling herself stories. And I was so goddamn annoyed with her that she was like, just fucking talk to them.
Yeah. Communication.
Communication. Just tell them like, this isn't working for me because I'm having these feelings and I feel like I want more. And how do you feel about that?
Mm-hmm.
And his options would be, But she was even being like, oh, we should just stop it all together because this isn't enough for me. No, ma'am, you're a fucking idiot.
Have the conversation.
Have the conversation. So she was just, I mean, and I'm serious, like chapter after chapter. Oh, they lost power in the building over Valentine's Day. And she was, and they were like, please come over and stay with us. Well, there's no power. We have a camping stove. We'll feed you. You can come snuggle because there's no heat, you know. And so, like, they had a really nice time. And she was like, oh, they don't want me here on Valentine's Day. I should go back to my apartment. They fucking invited you over. Stop.
Stop it.
Cut it out. You're a fucking idiot. So I was annoyed with her with that. But overall, so now they're on the backside of that. They've gotten it figured out. Things are heating up. They're doing more sex. I'm so into this story. I want Henry to be my dominant. I don't even like dominance. I don't even want to submit to anyone, but I would fucking submit to him. Jesus Christ.
I also read Unfurl by Elodie Hart.
Okay.
And this is part of a larger series. And it's similar to one I read about a year ago where they own a sex club.
Mm-hmm.
And so this, and they have a program for virgins to go through. Like, if you're a virgin, an adult virgin, mm-hmm. you know, in your middle of your 20s and you're like, fuck.
Yeah.
Like, I still got this social construct. They have a program that you can go through where they help you become comfortable with your body and sex and sexual touches and, you know, other things.
Mm-hmm.
And so this gentleman meets his neighbor's daughter. She's like 23, and he's like 35.
Mm-hmm.
And he like falls for her instantly. And then she finds out he's a sex club owner and has this Unfurl program. So she goes through it.
Okay.
Of course, they end up together.
Right.
And they're both recovering Catholics.
Mm-hmm.
So
that's nice for them.
Yeah. It was a cute book. It was a lot better than our other virgin tropes we've dealt with recently.
A long time ago, I told you I complained on the podcast about my fiance's dad.
Yes.
Because the fiance's dad fingers her while she's asleep. And I went on a Maggie rant about that, about how that is fucking assault because you did not have consent.
Correct.
And it wasn't even that taboo. It wasn't even that taboo because the fiance broke up with her because he was like, so I realized I'm gay. I'm like, so he's not an asshole. And then you hooked up with his dad. Okay, it is what it is. So I read Your Dad Will Do. And it was exactly what I was hoping my fiance's dad was going to be. Perfect. Your dad will do. It was fucking nasty.
It was
Shannon. Shannon, I told you just a little bit how there was no plot. There was a little bit of a plot, which is that the son walks in and totally catches his dad fucking his fiance who he broke up with 2 days earlier. Just like fully walks in on them going to Pound Town.
Oops.
And she like makes eye contact with him and doesn't stop. And I'm like, boss bitch.
That's the type of interruption we're here for, people.
Oh, God. What an icon.
Don't stop. Keep going.
They
walked in on you.
That's right.
That is their fault. They're seeing those things.
Right. Exactly. I listened to
Read the Room, people.
And then at the end, of course, she takes a break from him. So they bang for the whole weekend. And she's like, I actually need to cope with my feelings about my fiance breaking things off. You know, like.
Because he's gay.
No, not this one.
Oh, different one.
This one was a cheater.
You moved on. Yep, cheater. Sorry.
We're at my Your Dad Will Do. So the fiance was a cheater. And she's like, I need to like deal with my emotions on this. But I plan on coming back someday, probably. You know, like I can't make guarantees, but like. And he waits for her and they get together and he's like, I know. And he's like, I'm going to marry you. And she's like, do you think my ex-fiance will call me mom? Like, oh, it's so good. The whole thing is so good. I also listened to Glitterland by Alexis Hall and Waiting for the Flood by Alexis Hall, which are gay rom-coms. And they were both adorable.
Nice.
Very cute. I love me some gay love stories. I want all the homos to be in love. I want it. Like, Glitterland was the one where this guy who went to Oxford falls in love with a guy who is from Essex. And for those of you who don't know, Essex is like the Jersey Shore of England.
London, yeah.
Where they're kind of trashy, fake tan, wear glitter, body glitter. You know, you guys know the type. And like, you know.
No, tell me more.
And then Waiting for the Flood is a guy with a stutter, and he's so unbelievably precious and sweet. So yeah, they're adorable. Both of them were great. And I think that's all I have to talk about. I'm still working through Impromptu Match just because I don't want it to be done. I'm so fucking obsessed with it. I've already talked about it before on here. I love Impromptu Match. I don't want it to be done, so I've just kind of paused, so I'm not finished with it yet.
You're funny.
Yes, I love
it's
it.
Like, it's not watching the end of Bones because you didn't want it to end.
I don't want it to end. And there are going to be more in this series. They've been announced, but so far only one has been published. And so I don't get to read more wrestling monster sex. It's very sad.
SJ is writing a monster sex book.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Like Swamp Thing monster sex book.
Bring it on.
Yeah.
Bring it on.
I'm excited.
Oh, also.
She's like, I thought you were a bit about it. I was like, I'm here for it. I'll read whatever you write.
That's right. That's right. So, you know, you guys, there was the writer's strike. TV shows are back on.
Woo!
Ghosts season 3. Loving it so far.
Yep, so good.
So good. We found out who got sucked off. We're not going to give you spoilers, though.
No.
I just wanted to say sucked off.
Mm-hmm. We know who got sucked off.
We found out about who got sucked off. And then Not Dead Yet, back on.
Yep,
that one's
been good too.
Brad Garrett's been
on it consistently.
Yeah.
Like, I think he's going to be permanent.
I'm
here for the little romancy man's going on.
Oh my god, me too. Me fucking too.
Right.
Remember when you sent me the clip from it and I said
now kiss.
And then they did on the show exactly when I said to.
We didn't know that was going to happen.
We didn't know that was going to happen. Oh, it was perfect.
You're wearing Nancy Reagan's. Yes. Outfit from her casket. This is Nancy Reagan's line. Say no to drugs.
Right.
They were so funny.
Hope your war on drugs goes well. So good. It was, yes, I love that show. I love Gina Rodriguez, you know?
Mm-hmm.
She's adorable. You know that we watched the first season of Jane the Virgin, loved that show. So, you know, super into it. I think that's it for me. I think that's it for books and...
I finished Queer Eye, had a new season come out. It was only like 6 or 7 episodes. They were still in New Orleans. So my guess is they filmed a bunch in New Orleans and then split it into 2 seasons.
Fucking A, Netflix. Fucking A. Oh, Let Me Fix It. Have I talked about that podcast that my 2 friends from college have?
No.
I know I've talked about it to you. So I have a podcast rec, which is called Let Me Fix It. Francesca Ramsey and Delon Grant decide, like, they talk about something that has failed or fallen apart or doesn't have the clout that it used to. And then at the end, they're like, this is how I would fix it. This is what I would do. So they always do, like, a deep dive. Kodak was one that they did, right? Because Kodak film didn't, they, like, totally said nope, film's never going away, digital is a fad, and then they died, right? And so that is one of the things they did.
Blockbuster.
They did one on Blockbuster. They did one on Blockbuster. They did Dream, which was P. Diddy's girl group from the late 90s.
Oh.
Lisa Frank. It's entitled Lisa Frank, Unicorns, Bad Bosses, and Cocaine Rainbows.
I resent that because Lisa Frank's still around.
But she doesn't have the reach that
you're
she
right.
used to.
I mean,
you don't have to be a total failure like Blockbuster and have shut down for them to do it. You just have to have been at your peak and now not be. Because they did Katy Perry.
Yeah.
You know, and they were like, this is how what I would do to Katy Perry to like revamp her image and get her, you know, being famous like how she was before.
All right. I have a little rant about something like that.
Okay, tell me.
What if they don't want to be big anymore?
Oh.
Right?
Yeah.
Like, isn't that the whole thing? You become a rock star to get the money so you never have to work again.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So, like, once you get the money, if you're not into it anymore, then just retire.
I mean, she did do a TikTok video of herself singing in a bathroom where everybody flushed at the end. So, like, that to me, Katy Perry did that recently.
Katy screamed, what the fuck?
Screamed desperate for attention.
Yeah.
You know? So, I.
Orlando Bloom not doing it for you anymore, ma'am. Go give your kid a kiss.
So, yeah, she, you know, she gets to do what she wants, but they were talking about how she was just like,
they need to cover Britney Spears.
Only other person who has had the same number of number one hits in the year as her was Michael Jackson, right? So, like, she was at that level. She was at Michael Jackson level in terms of, like, things that she was hitting. You know, and then
I think I'm pretty sure she was living a pretty toxic lifestyle, though, because she was married to Russell Brand.
Right.
And he left her because her lifestyle wasn't conducive to the road to recovery that he was on.
Yeah.
You know,
well, you know, some of the things that they suggested is they were like, all right, so every famous person has had perfume, but like you should do nails. You should do Katy Perry nails. You know, so they were like, they weren't talking about her necessarily having a music comeback, but like stuff that she, so, I mean, but that's just the shtick for their podcast. I agree with
Nails
you,
are in right now.
Nails are in right now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. So anyway, that was, that is.
That sounds fun.
It is fun. Let Me Fix It with Francesca Ramsey and DeLon Grant.
Kind of like, you know, The Toys That Made Us.
Kind of. It is kind of like that. But like it, the thing is all over the place.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
Like it's not just.
Right.
Yeah. So, but it's
exciting.
It's, it is. It's very good. I'm here for love it. Yes. Yes.
Here for it.
Thank you. Yeah. All right. So that's it for Rex and stuff. What else has been going on, Shannon? It was your birthday. We didn't talk about that much.
Yeah, it was my birthday. We had a low key year this year because we're going to Europe this summer. So I kind of considered spending $1,100 at Convocation this last weekend as big birthday bash.
Mm-hmm. But also your bestie Maggie took you to dinner in an art show.
Yes. Didn't we talk about that?
We didn't record a thing last week.
Oh.
So your birth, we went out on Saturday night. We skipped recording on the 20th, and now it is
so
the 27th.
So we missed talking about the Dirty Show totally?
We missed talking about the Dirty Show totally.
Holy shit. We missed totally talking about the Dirty Show. So well, Maggie, so my bestie Maggie.
Uh-huh, she sounds great.
She's amazing.
She sounds amazing.
Took me out to this crazy hole-in-the-wall place in Detroit for dinner, and then we went to the Dirty Show.
I mean, hole-in-the-wall makes it sound like it's cheap, and it's not.
No, it's not cheap.
It was a tiny restaurant. That, like, should be a hole in the wall.
Like, if you didn't know where it was, you wouldn't be able to find it.
Yeah.
And I questioned the entry. I was like, are you sure?
This yeah, it looks like you're going into, like, so, yes. It the, like
a compound.
Yes.
On the corner.
It, mm-hmm.
Like a tiny shop. Uh-huh. But it's a compound because, like, there's, like, bars and gates and shit. Fucking Detroit.
Yeah, fucking Detroit.
A block away from the new train station, though.
Yep.
So.
Which are becoming office buildings.
Yeah.
The redone train station.
For people who no longer work in the office.
Correct.
All those people that are still going to the office.
But yeah, I took her to this Thai restaurant and everything was amazing. There was nothing that wasn't really amazing. And I was obsessed with my alcoholic beverage. And then we went to the Dirty Show. And so for those who are not from the area and don't know what the Dirty Show is, what is the Dirty Show, Shannon?
It's a sex art show.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a naughty art show.
Mm-hmm.
And then they have all sorts of different entertainment and whatnot. So
yeah.
We watched a ton of burlesque is the main feature.
Yeah.
For a few hours. And then they have other demonstrations and whatnot going on. So they have girls dancing in cages, my boys dancing in cages,
yeah, go-go dancers,
they have some
vlogging
artists going
like
on poles. They have the Detroit House of Pain has a booth and does BDSM demonstrations.
Yep.
So there's also like you can buy the art that's there. It's like a legit art show.
I'm so sad that I didn't get the one titled This is the problem with going on the last night, is that nothing is available for purchase anymore except for the really expensive shit.
Right.
The one that was titled Down Where It's Wetter. It was an undersea thing. And like, if you look at it quickly, it just looks like an undersea thing. And then you realize everything is vagina and dicks.
Yeah.
It was so good.
It's a Little Mermaid themed.
It's Little Mermaid. I loved it. And that's why it's called Down Where It's Wetter. Mm. I loved it.
We bought a few prints.
We
from
did
the
buy
print
a few
shop,
prints. Yeah.
So. We need to make felted penises, I've decided.
You did not talk about the live sex wearing leotards. Where the guy fucking bench pressed the woman into his face.
Yeah. There was an act that was really reminiscent of the water dance in Magic Mike.
Mm-hmm.
So it's an acrobatic.
Yeah, sexual.
Like, sexy, mm-hmm. like, dance thing. It's like, let's take sex and turn it into acrobatics.
Yeah.
So that's what they did.
He.
And, oh my God, he legit.
This is
like,
not a lie.
She did a split.
Zenith
so
split.
She is facing the audience
yeah.
in a split
mm-hmm.
with her hands out mm-hmm. and her legs out, you know, in a split. And he's under her and he totally bench pressed her into his face.
Fucking bench pressed
like
that pussy.
He was eating her out.
Right on that face.
And all of the girls in our row next to each other were all went, I need that in my life.
That was good. That was real good.
I was like, honey. Honey, how much can you bench press? Can you bench press 260? What's your bench press?
Faggity Randy and his husband Pino Noir were both
amazing.
They were
yeah.
both amazing. I mean, Faggity Randy is always amazing.
Uh-huh.
When he came out, I was like, I leaned over to the woman next to me and I was like, I love him. He's amazing. Like, I got so excited. You have to watch the whole thing. Also, the MC personally attacked me when he said, if you have an undergraduate degree in theater arts, you too will take off your clothes for money at some point. And I was like, how very dare you?
How dare you, sir?
How, sir, ma'am. How dare you?
I loved it that he used a wig as a shawl.
I know.
Such a Moira Rose effort right
big,
there.
Big Moira Rose energy with that. Yes. Yes, it was good.
Yeah, so we had a blast.
We had a really good time.
Yeah, we had a good time.
We got there really close to opening.
Yep.
And I wanted to stick around a little more, but boy, was it rough by 10 o'clock.
Yeah, a ton of people arrived so like later, and there were still people like coming
people
in the door.
Coming in when we were leaving.
Yeah.
And I just said, like, I didn't want to keep fighting with the crowds. Like, it was just too much.
Yeah.
And when we left, okay, so in the past, when I've been there, in past years, like, the whole parking lot would get full, and then there would be some, like, down the street. There was a whole other parking lot across the street that they've never used before. There were cars parked down the street. I remember I went with somebody 10 years ago, and we parked down that street being like, are we going to get towed? Is this illegal? And we were the only people down there. And we did it like two blocks up the way just because we didn't want to get in trouble. But we mm-hmm. also didn't want to pay for parking.
Mm-hmm.
And like all the way down that street, all the way across the street, everything was full. And I was like, it feels like to me they're selling more tickets than they used to.
Because mm-hmm.
there didn't used to be this many cars here. You know?
Yeah.
I know yeah. you don't know. Well, I had.
I don't have a frame of reference. The only other time I've gone was when they used to do Sunday.
Yes.
Gallery day
where there's not the live performances. It's
yeah.
just the art. Yeah. But I had a super fun time with you. What a fun birthday outing.
Yeah, it was a good time. I wish it hadn't been so cold. We might have gone half naked.
Right. I know last year when I went, I just wore a shimmery dress, like a normal person dress, and I went to the bar to get a seltzer. And the bartender made fun of me and my friend for being vanilla. And I was like, no.
There was a lot of normal dress people.
Yeah.
And there was a good mix of people in their underwear, you know, or, you know, sexy beach covers like we had pondered.
I don't need to dress sexy for the dirty show because I just am looking at art, not there to try to get laid, you know?
What?
Yeah, I'm not there. I'm not there. I'm not DTF at the art show.
You need to make a piece of art called Not DTF and enter it for next year.
My friend wants to enter a piece of art next year where she's going to take pictures of all of her friends' buttholes. And you know when they make those, like, pictures out of something else?
Yeah, yeah.
She's going to make a picture out of a bunch of buttholes. I have not submitted my butthole.
You have not submitted your butthole yet?
Yet. Right.
You got to...
Yet.
That's an ask. Who are you going to get to take a picture of your butthole?
Probably the artist. You know, if she's going to be doing that, be like, okay... Friend, get in there.
I mean, I got some hemorrhoids if she wants some hemorrhoidal
oh, sweet baby buttholes. Jesus.
Just gives it some added texture and depth, you know?
Yeah, yeah. Keeping it interesting.
I think we should totally felt some dicks, though. I like that was fun.
I love some felted dicks.
Little felted dickies.
Mm-hmm.
Giant felted boobs.
Mm-hmm.
So
you know what? I did really appreciate that there was a lot more fabric stuff this year. Like normally it's paintings and photographs,
mm-hmm.
primarily mixed media arts,
yeah.
a couple of sculptures. But like there was a lot of fabric stuff this year.
Yeah,
like,
there was a lot of mixed media there for sure.
Yeah, a lot of different things.
Some stained glass. There was some chairs. Funky chairs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there was there were some fun, interesting things.
Yeah, that was a good time. I had a blast. Next year's 25 years, so maybe I'll have to go again.
Ooh.
We picked our student.
Shannon.
Just waiting for all the okays to go through. So we're hopefully going to have a student from France this coming year.
We come from France.
We come from France.
I'm going to say that to her all the time, and I'm so sorry.
We said it to Lisa.
We did say it to Lisa a bunch.
We come from France. I'll see Lisa this summer. She's going to go on vacation with us.
I know.
You can't join us. Sorry. My Airbnbs are full.
I don't want to.
You don't
have any money.
You don't want to go on vacation with Cheryl and Denise and me and Scott and Catherine?
I'll go with you and Catherine.
We are going to go on vacation in November.
I know, it's very exciting.
I'm looking forward to that.
Me too.
We'll have to do another trip, like not retreat trip, but we'll have to go back, I think.
And just do.
Yeah, just do it ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
That flight was super fucking cheap. Well, one, I used points, but outside of that, it was only like $250.
Yeah, I was looking at, I was thinking about it, wondering if going to Florida would be cheaper because, you know, the time of the retreat is somewhat inconvenient. And if I went midterm weekend, like where I am right now in this semester, mm-hmm. like that would be better for me. And I was looking at Florida trips just to see if that was a smarter idea. I didn't have the points to cover a Florida trip.
Oh, man.
It was like $350 to $400.
Ugh, gross.
I know. The most gross.
Gross.
Because I was trying to go, you know, over around when midterms were instead of missing a bunch of work.
Yeah. You get tell them you're going on a religious retreat.
I am.
Yeah. Well, you going. Are. But, like, make sure you word it like that.
Yes.
I'm sorry, this is unfortunate, but I was able to schedule a religious retreat and need these days off. So.
How are we on time?
I think it's time to wrap it up so we can Am I the Assholes?
Okay, yep. Great, I've got one. Am I the asshole for telling my daughter if she pays for her sister's college, then I will stop favoring the sister with money?
Yes. Go fuck yourself. Next.
You have to hear the story.
Okay. It's going to make me angry, isn't it?
Yes. I will try to make this as clear as possible. My mother had a fund that was supposed to be for both of her grandchildren. She told me multiple times that it was for both of the kids. She also informed both of the girls that they have money. She passed away unexpectedly. My oldest was the only one whose name was on the fund, so it is legally hers. She did not share it with her sister and has had a huge head start in life.
Wah. Wah. That shit happens.
It does happen.
Sorry.
Due to this money, she has been able to go to college debt-free and is going to buy a house soon. I was scrolling down to other parts. Sorry. All right. So the older sister is named Shelley and the younger sister is named Grace. Due to this money, she's been able to go to college debt-free and is going to buy a house soon. My husband and I have been scrambling to give as much money as possible to Grace since she got screwed over. Even with all our help, she still needs to take out student loans. Grace is working well in college and she found a student job that gives housing. The issue is that she needs a car for this. So my husband and I are going to buy her a car because turning down this job will result in a ton of extra debt for her. My older daughter, Shelley, found out about us getting her, the younger one, a car and is pissed off. She is upset with us for favoring Grace and that she never got a car from us. I pointed out that she doesn't need help financially at all. We argued for a while and I had enough. I told her that if she pays for her sister's college, then I will stop favoring her sister with money. She called me a jerk and isn't responding. And then there's an edit and it said, according to my mother's partner, she had the money together in order to build it up more and was going to split it when the oldest went to college, but she died unexpectedly before that.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Yeah. I guess the oldest daughter is being a jerk.
She got like, $500,000.
Yeah. She has everything taken care of.
Yeah.
And now the parents are struggling to take care of her little sister the same way.
Who was told that she was getting half that.
Right.
That's how that was planned.
Mm-hmm.
You know, how would they know that that was how the mom had set it up?
Mm-hmm. That would totally piss off my family if I did that. And they'd never talk to me again.
Yeah.
Fully knowing that Granny's intentions were to split that money.
Yeah. Well, this is what she says. So someone asks, someone asked info and asked a ton of questions about it.
Yeah, why didn't they fight it?
She said, we have discussed it multiple times. Shelley was 17 when she got her inheritance. It had a block, so I couldn't touch it, which was fine. It was supposed to be for the girls anyway. We thought she would be kind and split it with her sister because that was always how it had been explained to them, but she didn't, and she fucked up her relationship with the rest of the family. As she puts it, it is hers legally. I don't need to share. Our other option would be to fight the claim to it, but we don't have the money for that part. She knows we all disapprove of her choice with it, especially since she knows that Grandma wanted it shared.
Mm-hmm.
Your daughter. This money is legally mine, so I don't have to share. You. And so is my money, and I don't have to split that equally either.
Mm-hmm.
Not the asshole.
Yep.
Basically this, the daughter is the one who made the decision that this is how this goes.
Yeah. You never did that for me. Well, I didn't have the money. And you did.
Yeah, both girls would have been able to start life with no debt, and now one is having to bust her ass off and still has debt. $500,000? How have you not disowned and disinherited your daughter? I'd be more proud of a child with a drug addiction and a stable job than a rich, no-contact daughter who'd sell her soul and sister's future for luxury in a family that clearly isn't destitute. So, yeah, people were,
yeah.
I mean, it was shitty when she knew what Grandma's intentions were.
Everyone has debt from school, you know, like, get over that.
But they were told that they weren't going to.
Wah, wah, wah. Shit happens. Shit changes. You know?
Yeah, but Shelly was still a fucking asshole.
Yeah, Shelly's still an asshole. But like the, whoa, my daughter has debt. Like, get the fuck over that. Everyone has debt. Everyone has student debt who goes to college.
Yeah, but she didn't think she was going to. Right? Like, that's the part that's hard for her to,
you know,
hard for her to swallow.
I am so glad my debt got forgiven. Because mm-hmm. I'm going to start paying those student loans again once my daughter goes to college. And I'll be paying those till I die. Literally. You know.
All right. Am I the asshole for, quote, throwing a tantrum because my child wasn't invited to a child-free wedding?
Yes.
My sister is getting remarried and she wants a very small wedding with immediate family only. Yesterday we got her invitation and to my surprise it said the wedding is child-free and specified that my child is not invited. My child is 17 years old, about to turn 18.
Fuck off.
By the way, My child is the only one under 18 in the entire family. So she is the only one being excluded.
Fuck off.
I called my sister and asked
her. That's not a child. That is a teenager. That is a young adult.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, child? Oh, yeah, 4, 5, 6 year old. Yeah, right. Maybe.
I called my sister and asked her, are you fucking serious? She said, I'm sorry, but we decided we want a child-free wedding. I told her just to say you want a my child-free wedding and get it over with because this is exactly what she's doing. We got into an argument and she told me to stop throwing a tantrum and my child doesn't need to be included in everything. I told her that we won't be attending her wedding and then she called me an asshole for not supporting her.
She's 17.
Right.
She's not a child.
No.
She is an adult.
Yeah.
If this were 100 years ago, she'd be married with 4 kids by now.
I think this is the one. I think we said.
Fuck people.
She's the only.
Why are people
She's the only girl
trash.
And she's kind of quiet and shy and sort of doesn't fit in with a bunch of boys. So she's kind of like, why do you not want the quiet, shy one there?
It's a small, intimate family. It's like my OG wedding.
Yeah.
It was just immediate family. We went to a lunch. I paid for a luncheon. We got married in front of everyone.
Yeah. All right. This person sums it up. So what I'm understanding based on your comments is that you are the maid of honor. Your daughter is a month shy of turning 18. Other young people between the ages of 18 to 21 are attending. Those young people are all males. And your daughter is disliked for being too shy and quiet. Yeah. I think you have a reason to feel insulted and excluded. I don't know if there's sexism involved, but it feels like it. I don't know why your daughter is quiet around her own family. Maybe there's a critical backstory you aren't including. No, some people are just fucking shy.
Some people, and boys are dicks.
I don't know why your sister would alienate her own maid of honor rather than make it easier for her to attend and join the day.
That's so weird. Why would you exclude the 17-year-old?
Fucking weird.
I thought we were talking about a 7-year-old.
I know. I picked both of those on purpose because those are ones where you think reading the question, you're like, yeah, you're the asshole. I felt that way about both of those. And then you read the story and you're like, oh. So
nice.
I know.
All right.
Love that.
Time to wrap it up.
Like a dick. All right, you guys. Well, you can find us on Apple Podcasts, Podbean. I started to say Stitcher. Apple Podcasts, Podbean, Pocket Casts, and Spotify. Pew, pew, pew. Finger guns.
Pew,
if
pew,
there's
pew.
Somewhere where you listen and you want us to be on that platform, please let us know and we will do that for you because we want you to listen where you're going to listen. You can find our show's Instagram at That More Thing, and you can also interact with me on Instagram. I am Maggie at Actual Maggie May.
And I'm Shannon at Shannon's Party.
And then this has been episode 368. Damn good state.
368.
Next week. Taste. Next week, you guys, is going to be so good. 368 of That More Thing with Shannon and Maggie.
Bye.
Bye.
Jävla fitta.
This has been a That More Thing production with original music by the Jesse Brown Experience. Find Jesse on Bandcamp at the J-E-S-S-I Brown Experience.bandcamp.com. Listen to That More Thing on Podbean, Pocket Cast, Spotify, and Apple Podcasts.